Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join us, and for that, we're totally grateful. So, guys, tonight's topic is, are you teachable? I tell you, the Lord planned this thing. It wasn't something I planned. I promise you I didn't. He just gave it to me. Couple of hours ago, lesson two, maybe about 2 hours, a little over 2 hours ago now. And the topic he said was, a lot of people need to be reminded of this. But before we jump in, we want to thank all of our sponsors this evening. We want to thank Ms. Jasmine Carter, who is the author of Wounded But Not Broken Part 1. Guys, be on the lookout for this life-changing book. It's about an account of her life and all the things she went through, but she is an overcomer, not just a survivor, but a thriver, because she allowed God to do a work in her. We have Afographics, where they are your one-stop shop to all of your graphic needs, all of your from business cards, letterheads, flyers, postcards, any of those type things, they can take care of you. So check out Afographics, and they are on Facebook. They have a Facebook business page at APHOGRAFX. We have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's the sound. And Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, we have books available, CDs available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Had a brain blurb, y'all. So I'm going to be doing actually Facebook Live as well as the show as we normally do. So welcome to On Fire to Inspire for the people on Facebook. I just started up live out there as well, guys. So for those of you who are joining us live, welcome. We are live on Fire to Inspire. So we're thanking our sponsors, Ms. Jasmine Carter, who's the author of Wounded but Not Broken Part 1. That book will be out soon. She doesn't have a release date, but make sure you look out for it, Ms. Jasmine Carter, J-A-Z-M-Y-N Carter. Afographics, A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F-X. Take care of all of your graphical needs, from business cards to postcards, letterhead, anything you need to, that needs to be done graphically, Afographics to take care of you. The Jasmine House Foundation, guys, mark your calendars. Jasmine House Foundation will be doing a silent auction, an annual fundraiser on September 21st. Look for more information and check out their Facebook page as well, Jasmine House Foundation. We have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's the sound. CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. We have Inspired Jewels, the number 4 and the letter U. Inspired Jewels for you, your $5 paparazzi jewelry. We have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Roz can take care of all of your hair care needs, from hair, natural hair to braids, quick weave, sew-ins, makeup, whatever it is you need to deal with beauty, Roz can take care of you. We have, who else do we have? That's it for this month, guys, so far. So, guys, we want to thank each and every sponsor for On Fire to Inspire this month of July. Welcome to the month of July, guys. But tonight's topic is, are you teachable? And, again, this isn't a topic that I chose. It was a topic that the Lord laid on my heart just this evening, just a couple hours ago. So I'm going to start out with the actual definition of teachable. The definition of teachable is, there are three things. Number one, it says capable of being taught. Number two, apt and willing to learn. Number three, allowing something to be taught are learned easily. Now, I ask you, are you teachable? You know, many of us, we know everything, especially if you've been working in a field for 15, 20 years, but are you teachable? Are you capable of being taught? Are you apt and willing to learn? Are you allowing something to be taught, and are you readily and easily available to learn something? That's my question to you this evening. Are you teachable? You see, many of us, like I said, know everything. Are you a know-it-all? Do you know everything? Can no one tell you anything because you know everything? Are you closed-minded? Are you that know-it-all? If so, those people who see you, they love your products, they love your services, they love your ministry, that they can help you move forward and go forth farther than where you are. But if you're a know-it-all and you're not teachable, guess what? They're not going to be bothered because they've been there, done that. Why should they force themselves on trying to teach you if you don't want to learn? So remain teachable, guys. So, again, if that person that is successful, they're already where you want to be, but they see that you are in this box and you're closed-minded, do you think they want to be bothered? Absolutely not. But if you remain teachable and open, open-minded, they're going to, you know, pour into you and sow into you and help you, take you to that next level. Now, true leaders remain teachable, and they remain teachable at all times. We should never be at a place that we know it all. Who are the people that you surround yourself with? You know, can you learn from these people, the people that are in your inner circle, your inner court? Now, here's the thing. If you are the smartest person in your group or in your bunch, that's generally not a good thing. You want to surround yourself with people who are either growing or people who are trying to get to where you're growing together, or you're trying to get in that same place where you're trying to get to, y'all can walk together, or they're already where you want to be, and y'all can, you can learn from that person. Because if you're the smartest one in your bunch, guess what? You can't learn from them. And generally, you'll go backwards instead of progressing. You'll regress or digress. All right. Now, my next thing is, again, so number one, are you teachable? Number two, who's in your inner court? Who are you surrounding yourself with? Now, your environment can shape and mold your life. So if you're constantly around people who are negative and, just dream suckers and dream killers, guess what? They're more apt to kill your dream than to help build your dream because they can't see out of that box. If they were, raised in one type of mindset and God gave you something on your heart and you're sharing with them and they're like, I can't see it, guess what? If they can't see it, it wasn't for them to see. But they shouldn't try to keep you from moving forward or helping push you even though they don't understand it. So a best friend should bring out the best in you. And if they're not doing that, they're not your best friend. All right, so, again, if you are you teachable, who are you surrounding yourself with? Who are you hanging around? And be cognizant of who you are surrounding yourself with regularly, because what you're putting into your ears and what you're allowing to be, those mindsets that you're constantly hanging around, those are generally the mindsets that you're going to take on the more you hear it. Then when was the last time you read something of your interest to try to take you to the next level? When was the last time that you read something of your interest, that something that you wanted to grow in? When was the last time you read something to take you to that next level? What are you doing to self-improve, for self-improvement, self-help, self-motivation? What are you doing? Are you just staying in this place of complacency and stagnancy? The last time I checked, I haven't heard of any millionaires that stayed in that place of complacency and made their millions. And one of the things the Lord told me, and I tell you people this all the time, the Lord said, get comfortable being uncomfortable. So as I'm building and doing the things that he's called me to do, he said, get comfortable being uncomfortable. So even bringing a topic to you that he just gave me 2 hours ago, that's out of my comfort zone, but I got to get comfortable being uncomfortable because that's how he's doing it in this hour. All right, next question. So your question was, when was the last time that you read something to, something of interest to help improve yourself, to help build upon your current knowledge? And are you a good listener? That's another good question. Are you a good listener? Do you constantly cut people off and, or do you have something to say about everything to where people don't want to tell you anything? Are you a good listener? So, and good listeners tend to be good learners. And as a good listener, you tend to grow as you learn. Are you a good listener? Tell me that. Are you a good listener? And then what's your attitude toward learning? What is your attitude, period? If you're closed-minded, you got a bad attitude, and you just negative, guess what? Well, I don't know if you're going to be a good learner, but are you going to be open-minded and teachable? Because your attitude, as you've heard, is going to determine your attitude. That's true. But your attitude about learning needs to remain open and positive, because we need to be lifelong learners at all times. So we're getting ready to go to the scriptures and confirm some of these things. So in 1 Peter, and if someone could put in the scripture, in 1 Peter 5:5, it says, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Ye, all of you, be subject to one another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble." So you need to be a lifelong learner. I mean, get under the older people and learn the wisdom of them, or get in the presence of people that know some things that you can learn from them. But don't be so prideful that you can't learn. No one can teach you anything. So that was 1 Peter 5:5. And then Proverbs 13:18 says, "Poverty and shame shall be him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored." So if you're not going to be teachable and you're not going to be open to instruction, the Bible says in Proverbs 13:18, poverty and shame can be your portion. But if you remain open and teachable and wanting to learn, and, you know, it says that you'll be honored, honored because you're open, you're remaining open. So, guys, what are you doing to remain teachable? What are you doing to remain open? What are you doing to be a lifelong learner? All right, next scripture. So the first one was 1 Peter 5:5. The second one was Proverbs 13:18. And then the next one is going to be Proverbs 12:1. "Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish." So, again, you got to be a lover of learning. I mean, knowledge is not just power, but it's applied knowledge. What are you learning? What are you applying? Are you applying the things that you've learned? You could learn, but are you applying the things you're learning? It is very important to make sure that as you're learning things, that you're applying or finding ways of how, you know, learning how you can apply it, because sometimes it may be so over your head. But, you know, ask the Lord, how can I apply the things that I'm learning? We're still in Proverbs, guys, because, you know, Proverbs, talking about wisdom. Proverbs 4:5 says, "Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of thy mouth." So gaining wisdom, gaining insight, learning, be that, and I will say it again, I've said it about 5 times, be that lifelong learner. Learn all that you can. Be open to learning. Be positive. Be that person that says, you know what, I'm willing to learn this. Because if you're willing to learn it and you're a good listener and you have a positive attitude, people will help you. They will want to help you. They'll want to sow into your brand if you have a business, your service, your product. If you have a ministry, they would love to help you. But if you are negative, you're just have a hateful spirit and just cantankerous, guess what? They are not going to be bothered. Why should they? Why should they sow into you when they have all of this knowledge and you're fighting against grain? No, not doing it. So, guys, we have gone over 1 Peter 5:5, Proverbs 13:18, Proverbs 12:1, Proverbs 9:9. Actually, it says, "Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning." Proverbs 9:9. And then we also read Proverbs 4:5. But as I said, Proverbs is full of wisdom, talking about knowledge and learning. Are you a lifelong learner? Are you teachable? Are you positive? Who are you surrounding yourself with? Are you around people that you can learn from and glean from? Or are you around people who are dream destroyers, dream killers, negative folks who can just drain the actual life out of you? If that is, if there's a yes in any of that, then you need to readjust, you know, do some self-evaluation and say, okay, why am I hanging around these people? You know, is it, do I want to feel smarter being around them because I'm the smartest one? You need to see what are your motives, because it's time to be teachable and move forth. In this hour that we're in, it's time to grow and it's time to go. And you can't stay stagnant. You can't stay comfortable and complacent when it's time to rise up. So I'm asking you there again, what are you doing to build yourself, to improve upon yourself, self-improvement, self-motivation? What are you doing? Are you just existing? We talked about this. That is like the foundation of this platform. The Lord told me the month before I released this show, November of 2014, he said, tell the people it's time to stop existing and start living the life that I called them to. Now, my question to you is, are you existing? Are you in a place of complacency? And if you are in that complacent place, are you teachable? Because it's time to get out of that place of complacency. Thank you, Scarlett. This is straight Holy Spirit led today. The Lord just gave me this topic like almost as clock. But, you know, you got to remain open and teachable. You know, we're constantly learning, learning in the scriptures, learning and researching things. Guys, we have no excuse not to learn. We have Google. We have Bing. We have YouTube. There's no reason why you can't learn. You can find mentors that are doing what you want to do. What is your excuse for not growing in a place of, you know, is it professionally or even personally? Are you growing? Are you teaching? Because if I was your mentor, if you're teachable, hey, I will take you by the hand and let's move forward. But if you are not teachable, why should I waste my time and yours? Because it's going to be like pulling teeth with no anesthesia, with pliers. Just old-fashioned, no, we're not doing it. So in this hour, I want you to shift your mindset and really do some self-reflection and ask yourself, am I teachable? And be honest with yourself. And am I growing? And if I look back, we're now in July, 6 months ago, have I grown from January 1st? Have I grown from even December of 2017? If I haven't, what am I wanting to do to move forward? And then there may be something that you can pray and say, God, show me me. Show me how I can grow into the things of you called me to. Because there's no time for you to any longer sit on your gift, sit on your hands. Because there's someone waiting for you to get in line to do what you're supposed to do. Because they're waiting for their gift to be birthed. But they're waiting on you because they don't know that they can do it. But you've done it. You've walked through it. But you need to continue to move forth in it so that you can come on out and help pull them out. The women who are supposed to be writing books, the women who are supposed to be midwives, and not just spiritually, but also, you know, in the natural. Gentlemen, what are you doing to help mentor these young boys, these young adults? What are you doing to help pull them up and pull them forth? Our youth need so much inspiration and empowerment. When I tell you, you go into those schools, I'm telling you, it is time for us to make sure that we're remaining teachable so we can teach the young ones. But what are you doing for self-improvement? What are you doing to help the next generation as well? We are the Jasmine House Foundation. Again, if you are in the Atlanta area, they will be doing their silent auction fundraiser on September 21st, so mark your calendar. We'll have a specific Zoom, but I think they posted it on their site today, JasmineHouseFoundation.org, but they help the less fortunate. They feed the homeless. They do mentoring with children, clothes drive, coat drive. I mean, when I tell you, they have a heart for people. What are you personally doing to help someone else? Not just, it's all about me, it's all about me. It's all about what are you doing to help someone else as well, not just grow personally. Yes, we need to grow personally, but we need to go and help somebody else move up and help them understand this is so much more out here than just going to the and getting something off of the dollar menu. And yeah, let's get on now. If you have a youth, if you have a young adult, take them somewhere other than McDonald's. Take them to a restaurant where they can order off of the menu and they have all of these different courses. Give them, expose them to culture and expose them. You know, some kids have never even been outside of the little city that they live in. And so, like, in the little suburban area that we live in, I remember we took some kids down to the Capitol downtown. And the kids were like, wow, this is downtown Atlanta. Yes, we live right outside the outskirts of Atlanta. But some of these babies had never been to Atlanta. Now, so think about the kids who are in the little small country town that doesn't have a city real close like that. So what are you doing to even be exposing your children to things? Your youth or the kids, they may not even be your kids, but the kids that are in your circle, are you helping expose them? Are you teachable, guys? That's the question of tonight. Are you teachable? What are you doing to improve yourself? Who's in your circle? What are you feeding yourself mentally, emotionally? What are you listening to? What are you watching? All of that plays into what are you feeding this. It begins with a shifting of the mind. That mind needs to be transformed daily, thinking on those things that are positive and lovely. But you cannot be in a place of negativity all the time and not growing and stagnancy, around stagnant people, and think you're going to grow into the things that God has called you to. It's time to remain teachable, but it's time to grow and move forward. Because, again, it's someone that's waiting on you, that you are the key to what they're supposed to move into. You're that person that maybe even supposed to hire them and mentor them, or just mentor them and bring them forth. It's time for you to position yourself and learn and grow and move forward and forth into the things of God. So I'm going to check on our radio show and see if we have any questions. Guys, if you have a question you want to dial in on the show, dial in at 929-477-2178, press option 1, and you can do a question or a comment. I'm going to check every now and then. They want to be a little shy. Then they'll wait until I get off the air and answer all these questions. So let me check over and see if anybody has any questions or comments. Guys, if you're listening on Facebook Live, you can go ahead and make a note in the comment section, and I will add it. I will actually, you know, verbalize it, or you can dial in at 929-477-2178, and you'll be able to be on the recorded radio line for the listeners who will listen to the playback a little later. And so, again, that's 929-477-2178, option 1. And give me just a moment. Let me check on. Guys, if you're listening on the show, press option 1. If you have a question or comment, we're going to bring you live for your question or comment. That number, again, was 929-477-2178. If you had a question or comment, we are live on Fire Inspire. All right, guys, so they're being a little shy tonight. So if you have a question or comment, you can dial, you can put it right here in the comment section. But I'm telling you guys, it is time for us to walk in this growth. This is our year, and I ain't coming off of it. So if you believe in God for some things, guess what? You still have 5 months before this year is over. So don't count yourself out. Don't count, you know, the promises of God out, because your promises are still yay and amen. Nothing has changed. Everything is still yeah and amen for you. So remain teachable. Stay on the course of growing. Be a lifelong learner and move forth in the things of God. Surround yourself with people who are either where you want to be or they're walking in that same direction. Don't get around these negative, just stagnant people that don't want to do anything, because guess what? They're going to bring you down. So tonight's show is just going to be a little short clip because, like I said, this was not something I planned. But the Lord would not allow me to select all these different guests I have possibly tonight. He said, no, I had to wait on him. And the topic tonight, he said, are you teachable? So, guys, if you are listening by the radio show or you're listening via Facebook Live and you join later, the playback will be available, the recording will be available on the show shortly. But, again, the topic was, are you teachable? And it's time for us to just stay open. Get out of this pride and be open-minded to the things that God is calling us to, because I'm telling you, the the blessings are here. And it's not just a cliche if you understand the hour that we're in, but you got to position yourself, and you can't position yourself with your closed-minded and prideful. You got to remain open. You got to remain teachable and move into the things that he's called you to. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire the Inspire. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 929-477-2178, or blogtalkradio.com/onfiretoinspire. Your day is blessed. Your week is blessed because your life is blessed. Have a great one. That is, if you are live listening on the air, we just finished on the Facebook Live. But if you had a question or comment about anything that we talked about, you can still press 1, and I'll bring you live. Otherwise, we're going to be getting ready to close out. But the topic tonight was, are you teachable? So I hope that was a blessing to you, because it blessed me as the Lord gave me the topic. I was like, what, Lord? But it's time for us to do the things that he's called us to. Time for us to be lifelong learners and growing in the things of him. So the recording will be available shortly. The scriptures will be on there as well. As you listen to the recording, make yourself some notes. But we got to be teachable, guys. We got to be positive, and it's time for us to do the things that he's calling us to in this hour. Love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.